And good Wednesday morning, Pamela Mornings, WRHL 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and Facebook Live. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang. We're now being joined by Sam Green, who is a special events coordinator from Clover, the town with love in its name, as Lucas would like to say.
If you weren't going to say it, I would.
Oh, I was going to say it.
It was going to feel weird with no one saying it.
That's right. That's right. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the town of Clover.
Yep. So, we have a busy next few weeks. Tomorrow night, our local gallery, Gallery 120, will be holding their monthly artist reception night from 6 to 8. So, feel free to stop in. Everything's free. It's family friendly. Artists will be there, little finger foods and whatnot. So come in, shop around, and then just visit Gallery 120. A lot of people don't know it's there. So these reception nights are a good way to get the community aware of not only the artists within our area, but that we actually have a gallery.
Where is Gallery 120 located, if you want to give the address?
Yeah, it's inside the Clover Community Center, which is at 120 Bethel Street, right in downtown Clover.
Okay, great. And then you said food truck Thursday. Y'all do Thursdays in Clover.
Yes, so next Thursday the 15th, we will be hosting our June food truck Thursday. We actually have 14 vendors this month. That is the biggest vendor lineup we have had thus far in the 2 years we've had the series. Wow. So we're super excited. We have local artist JC Riley coming out as well. So we are crossing fingers this random spring weather cooperates with us and we are good to go.
And I love that y'all do Thursday because then people can come here on Friday. So you get two nights off of cooking.
Yes.
I love it.
No cooking. That's fine by me.
That's right.
I don't like cooking.
That's right. And then your summer concert series is underway.
Yes, so this Friday, if anyone needs something to do, we will be hosting our summer concert series at New Center Park, which is at 499 Memorial Drive. We will have live music. We will have free axe throwing. We have some food vendors coming out. We have the playground for the kids, a pond, whole nine yards. So come on out for some live music.
I love the axe throwing.
Yeah. That is new for us, and I'm actually super excited.
I've never done that before.
I never have either. I've always wanted to. And it's so funny. It seems like every weekend, you know, a friend of yours on Facebook
is throwing the axe.
Is doing it, and, you know, they're tagging themselves and saying that they did the axe throwing, but it looks a lot of fun.
It is, and the company we use is Big Splitters Axe Throwing. It's actually a local individual from Clover. He is actually, I think, going on about 2 or 3 years doing this company. Right after he graduated high school, he saw how big a commodity axe throwing has become. So he's actually doing a really good job with getting business in Clover, York, and just York County in general. So we're super excited to have
him. That's great. And something that I've noticed that y'all have been doing on your Instagram page, I think it's on Fridays. You do kind of a throwback. Is it a throwback Friday?
Yep,
is that what you're calling it?
So we have been doing throwback Fridays. And each Friday, I go through our historic records and kind of find interesting photos to post with a little bit of factual stuff. Everyone seems to love them. The community likes to have these historical lessons each week or just have a flashback and realize, like, this is how much the town has changed in the past 60, 70 years.
Right. And we talk about this a lot in Fort Mill, and I know that Clover is growing so fast as well, that people are coming from other places, they're having to kind of, it's not like...
They learn.
Right, they have to
learn.
Because
they just know what it is right now.
Right.
Whereas we have our families who have been here for generations say that they remember this restaurant being on the corner in 1950, and the newer people can't really picture that in their heads, but with us being able to provide these photos, it's very fun and entertaining.
It's great.
Sam, I had a question talking to Sam Green, the events coordinator with the town of Clover. You know, I asked you something during the commercial break about a town north of the border that has a little downtown, and I wonder, is it tough to shut your brain off when you're outside of Clover and you're in downtown areas and you see things going on? Do you pick up ideas? I mean, I imagine... You know, it's natural to see something and be like, I wonder how we could implement that.
For sure. So, like, just going around, like, a few weeks back when Fort Mill had their strawberry festival, me and my mom went just to enjoy the weekend. And, of course, I'm sitting here, like, jotting down, like, food vendors I want to reach out to or just shopping vendors and the music. And I'm like, okay, just shut off I'm off the clock.
I guess it's sometimes hard to relax.
Yeah, but I always catch myself doing that, and it's anywhere I go, pretty much.
It's kind of like when me and Catherine, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. When you listen to the radio, you're hearing, whether it be potential advertiser or another station, you might be hearing, you know, the way certain ads are done, you know, the way certain things are said. You know, you get all types of different ideas when you work in radio listening to other stuff.
Yeah.
And what's great, too, especially with, like, York County, because we're in driving distance from everyone, you can go and get ideas instead of just completely reinventing the wheel. Either work smarter, not harder.
That's right. And you know what people like, right? I mean, you know what people like. You can...
You
just
could see if
do
it,
it too.
You could see different ways on how different towns operate. And you're like, okay, this works great here. This doesn't work maybe so great here. And then maybe this area is more suited to how Clover's set up. So we're like, okay, maybe that can work. And we do trial runs, see if it if it works great with our community, and then move forward.
Go ahead.
I want to promote your food truck event on Thursday. Give me some of the variety we got that out there on Thursday again.
We have some pizza. We have some Caribbean food, which is really good, by the way. Barbecue, of course, because we're in the South. We have to have that. Tacos. We have alcohol for anyone over the age of 21. We have ices for anyone of under 21.
We have
or above. Right? Hey. And then, I'm a grown man that loves Dippin' Dots, okay?
We also have a few desserts. Aside from the icy, we have another dessert vendor, Flippin' Minis out of Charlotte. They do mini pancakes. They're absolutely amazing.
Wow. Mini pancakes. Mini how are they served?
It's just, it's just like a little bowl, and you get about 20, 25 little mini pancakes.
Oh, wow. You like dip them in
and
something?
And they put all the toppings on top, kind of like a funnel cake, but they're really good.
Kind of like nachos.
Oh, they're so good, though.
So wait a minute, it's a plate of pancakes
nachos
with dipping sauces around
it? So you get whipped cream, you could have Nutella, strawberries,
like pancake
fruits.
Nachos.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have had me there. I love pancakes and I love nachos.
And then, of course, our traditional things, hot dogs, nachos, kettle corn, sodas, lemonades, and then our music.
I'm curious, do you guys try to mix it up each time you have this food truck Thursday, or do you have ones that people just expect that they know they're going
to
see?
There's a few that we try to have more so on a regular basis, like our kettle corn vendors. They are actually located right down the street from us, so it's easy to have them come out. But we also try at the same time to do a variety each month, because the main reason to host this event is to bring in a variety of food for our community to enjoy. And if you have the same food repeatedly every month, people are just going to know what to expect, and we always want to keep everyone on their toes.
That's good.
Very good. Well, she is Sam Green from the town of Clover, the town with love in its
there
name.
There you go. You got to say it,
I had to say it. She is the events coordinator with the town of Clover. Sam, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.